Life in Brussels started returning to normal today. The Belgian government ordered a shutdown 4 days ago after warnings of an imminent terrorist attack. Authorities feared that suspects linked to killings in Paris could strike again. Schools, some universities, and the subway have now reopened, but the city is still on high alert, as NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Parents hug and kiss their children as they drop them off at a school in Brussels this morning. Additional police officers have been drafted in to protect schools, which had been closed since Friday because of the security alert. Parents hurry away without giving their names or responding to journalist questions about whether they're worried about their kids and a possible Paris-style attack in Brussels.
We are not afraid because in the center you see military everywhere, but some people are really staying home.
That's 27-year-old Lisa Steininger, an Austrian studying to be a nursery teacher. She's lived in Brussels for the past 2 years.
It's also possible to make an attack in Germany or in Austria because here you see the police, the military, they are prepared for an attack.
4 days of security restrictions paralyzed the economy of Brussels, a global city and headquarters of the European Union. Businesses have reopened timidly, says part-time worker and university student Alexia van der Straten. She's cleaning up before closing a very quiet sandwich, snack and fruit shop in Brussels city centre.
Not as many people as usual, but yeah, not no one, but quiet.
And then she switches to French.
J'en sais rien, le fait de tout fermer aussi, c'est peut-être un peu trop.
She says closing schools, the metro and shops was exactly what Islamic State wanted, and that it wasn't such a brilliant idea. Brussels is at the heart of investigations linked to the Paris killings. Two of the suicide bombers were raised here, and two alleged suspects are believed to be at large in Brussels. Belgium plans to review next week the terror threat and maximum security alert, which has been extended for now till Monday. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Brussels.